Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dolphins are in town, Sal. That's why we're talking about whether or not goalposts float. And also the materials that would best cut through goalposts.
I've got a video that kind of looks like it's floating when Tennessee fans threw it in the river.
Not. I don't know. I'm still convinced they don't float. Sal, you have a take on this? It's time to have a take. Would a goalpost float?
I would think it would, yes. I don't know. I'm thinking of the buoyancy here. I don't really know. Way above my head. Not something I normally would know, but I mean, why wouldn't it, right? I mean, what's it made of there? And then the other part is, like, you know, that's why you can't really tear down the goalposts anymore. They have the hydraulic lifts now for the goalposts. They go up and down automatically with, like, a push of a button, basically.
Okay. I didn't know about these hydraulic lifts. They do what?
Well, I mean, if I want to say hydraulic lift, but, like, the new this happened a few years ago. Like, goalposts aren't – Most stadiums, I believe the Bills have this. I mean, someone could tell me. Maybe somebody's listening to the organization and say, Sal, that's wrong. I'm pretty sure now. Goalposts now, they can go up and down basically like they're electronic. You know what I mean? They're something you can just move them up and down so people can't do that anymore.
Gotcha. Well, we're not endorsing doing that. In fact, we're saying do not do that. They need
correct. So, but I do think if you think about the college games and being torn down, I think they float. I'm not sure. I think they do.
It's so tough to tell. The Tennessee fans beat Alabama and they threw it in the river, but it's so hard to see it. And it's like such a quick video. It's a cell phone. Like, I don't know. I think it floats. I'm with Sal and Owen. You're on your own right now. Is the only one who thinks that they don't float.
I'm certainly not the only
because of
one
what surface tension or something.
No, I've learned through the bullpen chat has told me that's the wrong physics principle, but that they probably would not float nonetheless. All right, Sal. So Matt Milano and Ed Oliver out of this game.
Matt Milano and Ed Oliver. Weird transition, but it's okay.
No, gotta do it.
Yeah, that's all right. Matt Milano. You know, we're still waiting to hear really more of a concrete update on his status going forward. Sean McDermott with me yesterday on the Extra Point Show basically said, we'll see where it goes next week for both of them. But he said with Matt specifically when I asked that, you know, it's more about how everything responds over after the first few days of this type of injury. So, I mean, it is a quick turnaround, right? So it's really tough to gauge. If this was a Sunday game and we were still in this boat, I think you'd have a little bit more of an antenna up on it, but I still think you have to have one here because you don't know. You know, but Ed Oliver, we kind of knew going into last week that this would be a multi-week injury, and he's out this week. So they'll be missing Ed Oliver. They'll be missing Matt Milano. And then, you know, Taron Johnson, who missed last week. Now, he told the media he feels like he's good to go. So I think it sounds like he's going to be, you know, ready to play. And we'll see about Cam Lewis, red non-contact jersey, only a few days. You never know with these short weeks, you know, what's going to happen here.
Barnes Firm Injury Report brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. On Miami's side of things, I know Jalen Waddle showed up on the injury report with a bit of a shoulder issue. How does Miami come into this game?
Yeah, and Chop Robinson as well is not, he's questionable. So it looks like Miami is a little bit banged up like the Bills. Let me just kind of pull up their injury report here. I had that.
The other one was they ruled Darren Waller out, Sal, but he really hasn't. Yeah, I mean, he hasn't even got on the field. So it's almost like feels like a wash, right? Like, he hasn't done anything.
Taron Waller was like the king of late-round flyer in fantasy.
Yes, that's right. He was. Yeah.
Right? I mean, because you figure, okay, well, Darren Waller, you know, if maybe he could actually, you know, go do something. So here you go. So you're right, Darren Waller. But Storm Duck is out. That is a corner for them. Safety. Ayafede Melifonwu, Syracuse guy, I believe, right, Jeremy?
Yeah.
I think Melifonwu is a Syracuse guy. They're both out, and that hurts their secondary. Their secondary is already, you know, depleted a bit as it is, meaning like it's just hasn't been that good, and now they're losing depth pieces and guys who play. And then Chop Robinson's questionable, and Jalen Waddle and defensive tackle Benito Jones is also questionable.
One thing about this matchup, Sal, Tyreek Hill's been, you know, front and center of a lot of controversy there in Miami about his place on the team, whether or not they would move him, if he asked for a trade. And Hill, outside of maybe a playoff game, has not really put up big numbers against the Bills. And I wonder if the Bills kind of, you know, keep their same approach to him that they always would, where they're afraid of him torching them, and they make sure he doesn't. Now it seems like everybody keeps him in check. He's not had a lot of big, long, explosive catches in the last calendar year. And I don't know if you'd expect him to get one tonight or Miami to try and feed him tonight. But, you know, Sean McDermott, Bobby Babbage, they seem to have had the formula on Hill for a while here.
I want to say this could be a Tua or Mike McDaniel offense point, you know, and how teams have been defending. And if you remember a few years ago, when the Dolphins were rolling and they came to Buffalo, the Bills did a really good job on them. And people said, wait a minute. You know, this is how you defend the team. Or maybe it was even the year before that, and the Bills that went to Miami and did it. But remember when the Bills just took away all those first reads from Tua, and like he had to sit in the pocket just that tick longer, and then bam, everything was right there in front of his face, and then he couldn't get to what he wanted. And I feel like that's kind of been the blueprint around the league to defend Miami. I agree with you, it went before that for Tua, but I think the Bills have done a good job of kind of defending this offense. They've done a good job of defending Tua and understanding what this offense is about, the timing, the rhythm, and disrupting that. Now, that being said, I went back and watched.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last year's game here, the one where Tyler Bass hit the 61-yarder to win the game. And there were a few times where guys got down the field a little bit on the Bills, including Tyreek had one down the sidelines kind of later in the game, or third quarter, I believe it was, to get down the field. He was on the sidelines, and I think Kyrie Elam was over there in coverage. And say what you will about that, but he was down the sidelines. Jalen Waddle had a couple. Tyreek got behind the linebacker. So there's been times, and they can still do that. They have the ability to do that. There's no doubt. But I think more than anything, guys, I think that what the Bills have really done, it's not necessarily a Tyreek Hill thing. It is a disruption of the Miami offense thing, which is why that happens.
Yeah, in fact, they discussed that this week. Tua underthrew Tyreek Hill and said, like, yeah, of course, I couldn't get my feet under me. And that might be the kind of thing, Sal, where you're just betting, even if this guy does get behind us, we're going to get a crack at this football.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the first thing you have to do is say, let's just disrupt the timing here. And if you can do that, then everything else kind of can lead to something else that helps you. If you let the Miami Dolphins with their offense and what they want to do get into a rhythm and get their timing down, it's tough to stop. It's a very good offense. And then they can throw the running game at you because you don't know and you're on your heels. That's the number one thing you got to do. And I think the Bills have just done a good job of that over the years. Miami actually hurt the Bills last year, too, with a couple of screen passes. Devon Achane catches one. He runs for a touchdown. They had good blocking up front. They're fast, right? If they get those guys the ball in space, they're fast. And that's the thing you always have to watch out for. A few years ago, they came to town, and they had a great game plan to really kind of run at the Bills and use the Bills' kind of lighter box against them because they play nickel so much. You know, and then they're banged up in the O-line, though, so I don't know if they're able to do that as much these days. But, you know, they'll try to find some wrinkles to do things like that.
So I was just watching back a little bit of the Tua game, the Skylar Thompson playoff game here.
Yeah.
And At the end of that game, the Bills are up three. The Dolphins get to midfield, and they had already taken like a delay of game penalty or a false start penalty on that drive. They get to fourth and one. They can't get the play in, delay a game, and now it's fourth and six. And that just happened to them against New England. And I'm wondering like how much criticism McDaniel's getting, not just for the results, but there, I saw another quote. Tyreek Hill said that he just finally fully understood the offense this year. Just like that. The Bills seem to understand that offense, but I don't know if the Dolphins have an offense that really works in today's NFL because there are so many mistakes that come out of it.
Yeah, it's you know, it reminds me a little bit of Rex Ryan's defenses, which are really, really good when they're on point and everybody understands. But, man, there's just so much that goes into it. There's so much complication to it that you have to really understand every little nuance and get ready as soon as you can. And it's hard in today's NFL. And you guys remember what happened when Baltimore came to Buffalo 2 weeks ago, and we talked about this. The Ravens used the Bills' communication and allowed stadium against them and said, we're just going to go quick snap. You know, when you run an offense, it's a little bit more complex, and you run an offense that it requires people to know a bunch of stuff. Those things are going to happen. And, I mean, Miami just needs to kind of change their operation after what I saw last week. And maybe they will this week. Short week, right? Short week. Be ready for it. Short week. They might come in here and say, we're going to keep everything simple and just bam, get up to the line and go and everything's quick and everything's on rhythm. Because if they continue to try and do what they've been doing, it just winds up hurting them. They're late in the play clock. They're getting out of the huddle late. They're getting the snap off just before the play clock. And that's just not good for anybody. And I have heard now I have friends that are Dolphins fans even. And like, they'll tell me like, they're just right now very not with this coach and what he's about and what he's doing, and they really liked him, and now it just seems like that's not that's not something that they're supporting as much anymore, you know, because of a lot of the things that you're talking about.
Sal Capaccio joining us on the Wester Hotline ahead of Bills Dolphins, the final time the Dolphins will visit Highmark Stadium, unless of course, Sal, they get the wild. We already did the math on this. Kind of, they get the wild card while the Bills get pushed out of the one seed, because if the Bills do get the one seed, then Miami has to make the playoffs and win a game
and just no chance.
Yeah, so we're just not feeling like that's it. Do you have a Miami memory that for you stands out above all the others?
Yeah, I think we talked about a few of them this week, right? The 44-34 in the snow was one for me. The snow game here was another one for me. You know what? I'll tell you another one. It's just kind of under the radar because it kind of didn't matter. It was during the drought. C.J. Spiller returning a kickoff for a touchdown against Miami. Doug Marrone coaching year, you know, and I remember that. And I don't – when's the last time the Bills returned a kickoff for a touchdown? Is that it?
Right? kick return touchdown.
Yeah,
I mean there was the Nyheim Hines game, so there would be.
That's right. I'm sorry, you're right about that. So,
but otherwise,
I wasn't even thinking. About,
I got a McKelvin against the Dolphins on a Thursday.
Yeah, but McKelvin's probably before Spiller. Like,
that's before Spiller.
That can't be many. Like maybe it's three or four ago. Yeah. Sal. It's not. I don't think it's a lot.
I remember that. I remember that year. That was you know, CJ.
Yeah.
Because what I remember about that. Okay, so that's 2014 actually. And here's why I remember it, because I believe I just started on the sidelines, and the Bills had gone to Chicago and won. To go, that's the Fred Jackson game. They come back. That's the second game of the year. And at that point, I know it's kind of a weird thing to kind of think about and talk about, but it's such a nuanced, weird thing that I didn't know, like, okay, on the kickoffs, where am I standing? What if he returns this? And I remember saying to myself, well, if he returns this for a touchdown, I'd like to be down there. And I wasn't. I was where he caught it, because I'm figuring that's where the offense is going to start. But then, of course, he returned the kickoff for a touchdown. I'm on the other side of the field. I always think about that now when I'm on the sidelines, like where to be on the kickoff return.
Yeah, very quickly, Cassell, I know you got to go. But that game, they're wearing their throwbacks. I'm at this game. Like five rows back of the end zone. This is the game where Terry Pegula is introduced as Bills owner.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was the home opener. They did that big
one
like
Buffalo.
the zoom in picture thing that they do with the whole stadium.
All right.
And it was like, yeah, Kelly introducing Terry Pegula as the new owner was that game.
Yeah, listen, just a little operational stuff here. People ask me, and I want to make sure this I get out there, about like practice squad elevations. Because it's a midweek night game, that doesn't have to happen until today. So later today, before the game, at some point, I think they have to do the transaction officially by 4. We might not find out until like inactives come out, to be quite honest with you. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like so that's not a day before the game situation like a Saturday-Sunday game, guys. That's later today.
Very good. Thanks, Al.
You got it. You got it.
Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline, head of Bills Dolphins tonight.
Got this question in the chat, or like way earlier, and I just saw Matt Bovee tweet it.
Is it about goalposts floating?
It's not about goalposts.
Oh, okay. Something
floating.
Else? Okay.
Matt Bovee reminding everybody that if you don't need Amazon Prime to watch the Bills game tonight locally. It'll be on Channel 7.
Yes, that's right.
WKBW.
Very good. Jeremy and Joe, Mike Catalana at 8. We'll get his thoughts on the history of this series, this matchup, and also maybe a little check-in on the news that Oak Hill, which was confirmed yesterday, Oak Hill getting the 2035 PGA Championship. So good news for golf fans in this area. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a ring. Open phone lines for you. Jump on the chat. Jump into YouTube, wherever you want to catch us. We'll see you there on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.